The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning pre-show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is 5:30, November 12th, 2024. Thank you guys so much for joining us. So getting back to work here. A lot of you had Veterans Day off, and thank you to all of those who have served and continue to serve. We honor you. We appreciate you. And so, yeah, big Veterans Day parade over the weekend, and now we are back. How you doing?
Good. I'll tell you what. I was having fun just watching your Disneyland post that you did over the past weekend. That looked like a great time out there in Disneyland.
Yeah, we had a really nice time. It was, kind of nice to take a break. Lots going on. Kind of needed it.
Just step away
so,
from everything.
Yeah, it was nice to get out there and spend some time with the family for the weekend. And we had some plans to drive down to San Diego and see Sabrina Carpenter in concert on Sunday. But unfortunately, our tickets did not pan out.
Oh,
so
no.
We ended up just hanging out, which was nice. We went out to dinner and it was fine, but yeah, we were all kind of bummed. We were like, oh man, we're gonna go see Sabrina tonight, and then our tickets at the last minute completely fell through. So
oh,
that was kind
no.
of a bummer, but you know, it happens. We still had a great time at Disneyland.
Was it was it like some kind of scam thing, or just what we thought was lined up didn't happen.
So it was a bummer. But how you doing this morning?
I missed you guys. I was out last week for a couple days. I was doing some work for SEMA, the big auto event that was in town last week, so I was doing work for them last week, and I missed you guys. I was out Tuesday and Wednesday of last week, so I'm very happy to be back and see you guys this morning.
Well, welcome back. I'm glad that you had a good time.
It was fun. I love cars and the car world, and to be out there and meet some of the biggest names in the industry was a lot of fun for me, seeing those people in the cars and the reveals. It was a blast last week. But how was Ted? And also Jeff Timmons were stepping in when I was out. How were they last
week?
They
were fantastic.
Yeah.
They were great. We had a lot of fun with them. Good time. Learned a lot. They were just funny guys and had a really good time just kind of picking their brain, trying to figure out who they were first. And we did this whole masked guest reveal. So it was a lot of fun. We had a good time.
And then Jeff, he hung around for career day as well. He answered your guys' questions and everything last week.
Well, that was part of the show. So like he stayed through 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
And yeah, so we were like, hey, everybody has questions for you for career day. So we ended up asking him a bunch and learned a lot about the industry and how things work. Not what we expected at all. And so some interesting tidbits from him for sure. He's seen a lot, and they're definitely not slowing down. 98 degrees, that's for sure.
Both those guys, just two super sweet guys. Ted and Jeff Timmons, two awesome guys. But I miss you guys. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, well, we are ready to kick off the show this morning. We've got a lot going on, including a lot of cool prizes. I got so many messages last night when I posted on my Instagram from people that want these tickets to go check out Disney Descendants and Zombies Worlds Collide. We've got tickets for that. They're going to be at the T-Mobile Arena next July. Tickets for that with a Mega Minute at 7:30. We've also got your B-52s tickets to give away this morning. And Tears for Fears, they are coming to town. They're going to be at Fountain Blue Las Vegas. And we've got your tickets in the 8 o'clock hour for that with Heads Up. So let's start the show. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Ice Ice Baby by Vanilla Ice? Do you want to hear Special by Garbage? Do you want to hear Heaven by Los Lonely Boys?
I've been lost in my own place, and I'm getting weary. How far is heaven? And
those are your choices. Let's get your votes in right now. You can do it by tweeting us at Mercedes in the AM. You can also vote on our Facebook page, which is Mercedes in the Morning, or you can text or call us right now at 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Coming up next. Mix 94.1.
Here we go.
You're going to want to hear this.
All right. We have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, do you feel like your family loves your spouse more than you? Something happened that made me feel like, wow, I just don't matter. We'll talk about it coming up next. But first, the votes are in, and Heaven by Los Lonely Boys is the pre-show you pick up.
You choose the music. You pick it, we play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning, pre-show you pick up.
I'm feeling irrelevant. I'm feeling like I just don't matter. And yes, I may be milking this a little more than I need to, but
this is dramatic. What is going on?
Have you ever felt like your family loves your spouse, who is not a blood relation, more than you? Because I really thought I did something super nice for my mom, yet my husband is getting all the credit for it. It's ridiculous. So when she was here recently in town, she usually brings her iPad with her. And I was like, what? No iPad? Where's your iPad? She's like, oh, it doesn't really work anymore. And I was like, what happened? And it was like a 2011. It's like the oldest iPad. And it got to the point where the updates won't update because it's that old. Like, it just didn't work anymore. And I was like, oh, and she loved to play her Candy Crush, just like me. I must get it somewhere. She loves playing Candy Crush. And she's like, yeah, I have to play it on my phone if I want to play it because my iPad doesn't work. And so I thought, you know what? The holidays are around the corner and her birthday's in January. So what if I get her a new iPad, and it'll be a dual birthday and holiday thing, because, you know, they're expensive. You don't just, I'm not just going to throw that around for one holiday. It's got to count for two.
But it's also your mom. This is a very thoughtful gift, and she deserves to play her Candy Crush.
Exactly.
I see where you're going. Okay. This is very nice, Jester.
So I talked to my husband. I'm like, hey, I'm going to run to Target or Costco and get my mom an iPad. He's like, hey, I got to go there anyway. Do you want me to grab it? And I was like, yes, please. I want to get this for her birthday and for Christmas. He's like, yeah, no problem. I'll grab it. So he went and got a couple things, grabbed the iPad, comes home, he slyly gives it to me, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna give this to her. So I wrap it all up. I'm like, mom, here's an early Christmas birthday present. And she's like, oh my gosh, this is wonderful, I can't believe you. And then she looks directly at my husband and goes, I know you're the one responsible for this, thank you. And I'm standing there like, this was my idea. What are you talking? And she goes and gives him a hug. I go, mom, this was my idea. She's like, oh, thank you. Thank you. And then she just looks at him and winks and like, I know you're the one responsible for this. What in the heck? She loves him more than she loves me. I was so offended. I was so hurt. And Matt was even saying, he's like, no. This was your daughter's idea. And she's like, sure it was. It's so ridiculous.
There's no way my lovely daughter Mercedes would think of getting me an iPad, let alone getting it, you know, for my as my Christmas present. No, this has got to be Matt.
Completely ridiculous. Oh, my mom loves him. Whenever we go out, everyone thinks that she's his mom because they look more alike than she and I do. And so, yeah, is anyone else in that situation where it's like, wow, like I'm literally your blood, but you love this person that I found randomly and married, and you love them more than me? 702-364-9400.
It's for me, it's Laura and my mom talk all the time. And whether she loves Laura more than me, I don't know, but they talk all the time, where it gets frustrating because I remember we went to Wyoming. We get back from our trip from Wyoming. I'm all excited to call my mom and recap the trip. And we did this, we did that, da, 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 da. And I call my mom and I'm like, oh my gosh, Wyoming was awesome. She's like, I know, Laura told me all about it. I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, she said you did this and that. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So Laura will tell things that I'm looking forward to telling my mom. And by the time I talk to my mom, the surprise and the excitement is already gone because she already spoke to Laura.
I think that if it is your parent, you have the right to tell the stories first.
Yes.
No one can swoop in and tell them first. It is your parent. And if they try to give credit to the spouse for something they didn't do, it is their obligation to set the record straight, even though he did try.
But Matt tried, and she's like, oh, sure, Matt.
He's like, okay, I believe you. Wink, wink.
That is so sweet of you. It's Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2168.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It's Tuesday, November 12th. It's 6:03. So glad you're joining us this morning. Hopefully, you had a nice long weekend. Yesterday was Veterans Day. A lot of people got the day off. And thank you to our veterans for that day off. Thank you for all that you do for this country. Whether you previously served or are currently serving, we appreciate you. There were a lot of people on the roads yesterday. We were driving back from California, and usually the traffic is leaving Vegas and going to California, but there was a lot of big like pileups where we were just kind of stuck for a while. I was surprised at how many people were on the roads.
Yeah, I saw there were a lot of accidents over the weekend driving to and from California. And I guess, yeah, if everyone did that 3-day weekend, Monday's probably the day they're going to drive back to get back in town.
We usually will fly, but we decided to drive this time because we were going to head down to San Diego for a concert. Those plans kind of fell through, but we just figured, hey, it'll be nice to just be able to drive and not worry about renting a car and doing all this, but we usually fly. And I saw that there's a game that a lot of people play when they fly. Are you a person who plays check-in chicken? Have you heard of check-in chicken?
What's check-in chicken? I have a feeling I am not.
Check-in chicken is... the concept is, instead of checking in for your flight right away, you hold off until the very last minute. And they say that by waiting, you could receive a premium seat. You can get one maybe with extra legroom, an aisle or a window seat closer to the front without being charged extra, because that's all they have left on the plane. And a lot of airlines now, they charge more for specific seats, but those are also more likely to be available if the plane doesn't sell out. So if you play check-in chicken and you just let all the cheapies go first, you might end up getting in one of those seats instead.
Oh, it's a money thing. Okay, no, I usually check in. Well, if I'm Southwest, they normally do the early bird check-in or something, and so it automatically checks you in if I'm Southwest. But if I'm American or some other airline, we still have to check in. I'll do it the night prior. I'm not exactly 24 hours on the nose, but if I'm flying out tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., I'll probably check in later on, maybe something this afternoon. I don't wait until the very last second.
Yeah, I don't think I would play check-in chicken. To me, it's too high of a risk. That what if you get bumped or something like that? What if they oversold the flight and you, because you didn't check in, they thought you weren't going to get on? I won't do that, but I will play. I do play a chicken game of some sort with myself. I play get to the airport chicken. And basically that means I try to get there as close to the time that the gates open for boarding as possible. I don't like to get there early. I literally like to walk up to the gate and they say, now boarding flight 207.
No, it gives me anxiety hearing that. Oh, no, I'm the exact opposite.
That's the greatest. I don't even have to find a chair to sit in because I just go get in line. I play get to the airport chicken. It is fabulous.
Does anyone do this? So I am the opposite of Mercedes. I like to give myself some time. I like to walk around, maybe get a cup of coffee. But I do, as soon as I get there and go through TSA, I walk up to make sure my gate does exist. Oh, there it is. Okay, C11, that's my gate. Fantastic. I see you. And then I'll walk around. I like to give myself some time at the airport.
Oh, yeah. I can't stand that. My husband's the same way. He likes to go. He likes to eat lunch there.
Oh, yeah. Matt,
let's go
good.
To Payway. No. Let's just go and get on the plane.
Like, get some lunch to take on the plane.
I'm
with Matt.
I don't want to go early. And so, yeah, I definitely like to play chicken, but it's get to the airport
too
chicken.
Too stressful. What about
not
parking?
Not chicken.
All right. Coming up here on the show, we have a lot going on, including coming up here in about 15 minutes, that early edition of Heads Up. And when you win it, you're getting tickets to go see the B-52s. Now, up next is What's Trending? What do you got for us?
All right, we are going to talk about the Grammy nominations. They came out on Friday. Let's talk about them. Some surprises. And that's all coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the mornings. What's trending? What's trending on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's talk Grammys. Nominations were announced on Friday, and Beyonce, she led the pack, making her the most nominated artist of all time. 99 total Grammy nominations. Yeah, her husband Jay-Z, he's second with 89, followed by Paul McCartney with 84, and then the late Quincy Jones is fourth with 80. She also has the most wins of all time with 32. Now, her Cowboy Carter album is all over the country categories. It's also up for Album of the Year. The song Texas Hold'em, that is nominated for Record of the Year and Song of the Year. As far as other nominees go, Billie Eilish, Charlie XCX, Post Malone, and Kendrick Lamar, they follow her. They got 7 nominations each. Taylor Swift, Sabrina Carpenter, Chappell Roan, they all got 6 nominations. And speaking of Taylor, she is the first artist to earn 7 nominations for Album of the Year. Thanks to the Tortured Poets Department. She's already won the category 4 times, which that is also a record. So a lot of records being set when it comes to Grammys. Billie Eilish's Hit Me Hard and Soft is also up for the top prize, making her the first artist to have first 3 albums compete for it, which is insane if you think about it. She's only had 3 albums come out and they've all been up for the best album. That's crazy.
Something about this year's Grammys just seems extra special. I mean, how do you pick winners? There's so many great albums, so many great songs. You have Sabrina Carpenter and Chappell Roan, who are in the Big 4 category. They could have a chance to win the Big 4 awards. Who do you like in Album of the Year? How do you pick Album of the Year? So many great albums.
For Album of the Year, I mean, the other albums are Andre 3000, Jacob Collier, Sabrina Carpenter, Chappell Roan. I think for Album of the Year, that's a tough one. I would have to give it to... Oh, gosh.
Right,
I don't know.
It's hard.
I'm going to say Sabrina Carpenter, Dark Horse in the Running. I think that album is so good. I love every single song on that album, on Short and Sweet. It is so good. That's what I want to win, personally, but I don't know if it will. Probably Billie Eilish will win, I'm guessing. That's a pretty good album, too.
Just make sure she thanks Beyonce when she wins.
Right.
To get up there and thank Beyonce.
Right.
Question for you, because you know more about her than I do. Sabrina Carpenter, I thought she had a couple albums. I thought she already had...
Not a new artist, by any means.
So why is she best new artist?
I don't know.
I know it was a big album, but why is she best new artist?
I'm not sure. Yeah, someone debate that the album that she put out before Short and Sweet was even better than that. But yeah, I'm not sure why she's being classified as best new artist. Same with Chappell Roan. She's been out for a while. She just hasn't hit the level of success that she has hit until, you know, recently. So I don't know how they determine who is eligible and what it takes to be eligible for that category. But yeah, we'll see. The Grammys, they are going to be airing on CBS on February 2nd. And that is what's trending.
Let's do this. We got Heads Up and we want you to play. Our phone number is 702-364-9400. You call at 20. You get to play Heads Up and we got a great prize for you.
We are giving you tickets right now to see the B-52s. They are coming to town It's Love Shack, the Vegas residency. These tickets are for April 11th. That's a Friday night at the Venetian. And your tickets right now with Heads Up. You just have to pick your category and your partner. And when you get six answers in 60 seconds, you are going to that show. Caller 20 plays 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Heather, good morning. How you doing?
Thank you.
Oh, you're cutting in and out. Hopefully the connection lasts. Can you hear us okay?
We can hear you okay. Okay. Is it any better?
Okay, yeah, that's a little bit better. Let's pick a category this morning. You're playing for B-52's ticket. Do you want to go with Wicked Witch of the West, November Babies, Commander-in-Chief, or Dribble Down the Court?
Oh, dribble down the court.
Dribble down the court. It is. Basketball day was last week, so these are all things that are associated with basketball. Okay? All right. Who would you like to pick as your partner this morning?
Stacey.
I think she said you.
I think she said me.
Good luck,
all right.
Good luck, you guys. Best of luck to you.
We got this, Heather. We got 60 seconds on the clock to get six correct. And when you do, you win. And Heads Up, you start now. You wear this. You put this on over your chest. It's not. It's part of your uniform. What? Yeah. I'm going to pass on the next one. If you don't dribble the ball and you walk with the ball, you take more than two. Traveling, yes.
I think she said travel.
If I foul you, you go to this line and take these two shots. Yes. This is the guy that he's kind of... is the guy at the top of the key. He is... All right. This, if it comes down to the wire, the time's about to run out. You make a shot and it goes in. It's called a what?
Time.
One more time?
One more time?
We'll pass to the next one. What's the name of our WNBA team here in town?
Aces.
Yes. This thing is winding down. You got to make a basket before this thing winds down.
The shot clock?
Yes. Yay! Is that six?
Yeah, sure.
We piece something together.
You got it. Congratulations.
Awesome. So, Heather, despite the bad connection, we made it through it, and you got it. You got tickets to go see the B-52's Love Shack, the Vegas residency. That's on Friday, April 11th. So, congratulations to you.
And coming up next, we've all heard of dynamic pricing. When the price of things goes up based on demand, did you know there's dynamic pricing at this place? We're going to talk about it coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. One thing that drives me absolutely crazy, and I really respect the artists that will not allow it, is the dynamic pricing. When you go to buy a concert ticket and they're all like a certain price, but then the demand is high, so they increase the price of those tickets. I think it's ridiculous. And there's some artists that are like, absolutely not. We will not partake in that. I think Billie Eilish is one of those artists. And I really, really respect that.
My friend had an issue with dynamic pricing here over the weekend. And what do you think of this? This happened on Sunday. And she was at a popular restaurant on the Strip. They're going in for breakfast. And she ordered some banana bread. And she told me it said on the menu, a slice of banana bread was $5. And the bill came. She's going over the bill and realized they charged her $6 for the banana bread. Sure, it's a buck, but hey, it said $5 on the menu. Why are you charging me $6? She calls the manager over and says, there's an issue here. It says $5 on the menu and it's $6 on the bill. And the manager says, oh, here at this restaurant, we have a dynamic price policy. She's like, what? And he's like, yes, anytime there's some big events or anything happening here in town or holiday, our prices go up. And she's like, because of Veterans Day? And he said, no, with F1 and big boxing events, our menu prices go up. And they went back and forth because it doesn't say it on the menu that there's dynamic pricing on their items. And if there is, shouldn't they change the price of the banana bread to $6? But they didn't. So they went back and forth and he ended up crediting her the dollar. But I thought it was interesting that a restaurant has dynamic pricing on their banana bread.
That should not be allowed. That's ridiculous. If the price on the menu says the price, that's the price. You can't change your price on food like that. With concert tickets, okay, I see what I'm getting into. Like, it changed, and if you want to buy $180 tickets instead of $100 tickets, I have that choice. But I've already ordered the food, and now you're telling me the price is different? That's not okay.
I know, and then I was thinking, too, how does that work? What if a restaurant all of a sudden orders $60 banana bread. Oh, the demand is up for banana bread.
$60 yes. a slice. Sorry, I know it only said $5 on there, but now you have to pay $60 for that.
Where do we draw the line on this stuff? And I get F1, hotel rooms are going to be higher. And when you travel over the holidays, your airline ticket's going to be higher. Same with rental cars and everything. But at some point, banana bread, we got to draw the line, my friends.
I say we boycott banana bread until they can get an accurate price. Boycott banana bread, everyone.
It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Three people have been arrested and charged in connection with Liam Payne's death. Argentinian authorities have ruled out self-harm of any kind or foul play in his fall from a hotel balcony in Buenos Aires back in October. They say he was in a state of either semi or total unconsciousness at the time. And one of the defendants was described as a friend who reportedly accompanied Payne on a daily basis during his stay. This person is charged with abandonment of a person followed by death. Then the other two are charged with supplying Liam with drugs. Toxicology tests did confirm that he was under the influence for at least 3 days leading up to the fall. He had traces of alcohol, cocaine, a prescription antidepressant in his system. And then on top of that, I guess that his Rolex watch is missing. They say that it disappeared around the time that he fell and that he was wearing it when he fell, but now it's gone and nobody knows where it is.
Like maybe it came off when upon impact, but then it's someone picked it up and took off with it?
It was on.
Oh, it was on his wrist when they got him?
Yes, when he fell.
Oh, gosh.
And so someone must have taken it. I don't know if
savages.
It was investigators or someone after the fact. It's just the whole thing. It just keeps getting sadder and sadder, but yeah, that's just another thing to add on top of that list.
The two people, so you said the two people were the people that were supplying with the drugs, but that one person, there was a person that was with him and saw his condition and just said, I'm out of here?
Well, they don't know if they saw him fall and left or, they were with him for the whole time and then all of a sudden he's gone. I know his girlfriend was with him for a while, but she flew back to the States because according to her TikTok, she was just tired of being there. She wanted to get back home. So I don't think it's her. I'm not sure who's involved in this, but yeah, I'm sure more will be coming out here shortly. Also this morning, did you guys hear about those monkeys that escaped from a research facility?
This is scary.
Yeah, it is.
This is crazy.
It happened in South Carolina. Over a dozen monkeys are still on the loose after escaping from this research facility. Officials with Alpha Genesis say that 43 monkeys are originally escaped. 30 have been recaptured. But yeah, there's 13 just roaming around. Apparently, they are in good health. Authorities have been using food to lure them into traps. All of the escapees are females. They figured it out.
Let's go, girls. Come on, we're out of here.
They have been interacting with their mates despite being on the outside. So, like, they're communicating with them somehow and interacting with them. But they're like, we're not going back in there.
You reminded me of the movie Outbreak, that one monkey that was just, you know, causing havoc in that movie Outbreak back in the, came out in the 90s or whatever.
Yeah.
That's scary. 43 on the loose at first. I'm glad they caught some of them, but still to have 13 monkeys just running around in the wild, that's scary stuff.
I felt like there was a movie. Wasn't there a movie called 12 Monkeys? At
Brad
one point,
Pitt?
Okay. Because when I heard this, I was like, it's just like the movie. I don't remember what the movie was about, but you know, there's 13 monkeys. This is like the sequel to 12 Monkeys. What's going on right now?
I love it's the ladies leading the charge, getting out of there. We're done with this.
Yeah, we're not going back. Are you kidding me? Finally, this morning, Mattel, they just made a very big mistake. Several toy buyers discovered that Mattel, they printed the URL for a naughty website on the boxes of their dolls for the movie Wicked, specifically the ones for Glinda and Elphaba. It was definitely an accident, but a big one at that. The websites on the dolls' boxes is Wicked.com, which is a pornographic website.
Oh, gosh.
Instead of the correct one, which is WickedMovie.com.
Oh, gosh.
So if you do go to Wicked.com, there is a clean black warning page that is announcing it is an adult website and you need to be 18 to enter. But if you click enter, boom, there's graphic nudity right on the next page. The URL is a very small print on the back of the boxes next to the copyright information and the barcode, just in case you might have purchased one of these dolls. One person, they said, Mattel, I was so excited after I bought your toy. And when I went to Wicked.com to see more Wicked products, I was met with hardcore pornography. This is unacceptable. Another person said, why would they do that knowing it's mostly kids getting these dolls? But Mattel did admit to the misprint. They say they deeply regret the error and advise parents to discard the packaging as soon as they open the doll.
I just pulled up the website. Yeah. And just, if you're not paying attention, you just see enter. You would click it. There is that warning, but it's kind of smaller print up top. So if you're just kind of punching up Wicked and see, oh yeah, I would enter Wicked. This is the site about the movie and everything. You're in for a big shock.
All they have to do just to get kids to leave that site is put those flying monkeys on the welcome page and then boom, the kids are out. They're not going to stick around.
They're out of there. I'm having a hard time believing what happened to Matt on your vacation over the weekend.
We had a couple of missteps. It was a great time. We went to Disneyland, had an amazing time, but something happened in our hotel room, which was really odd. Nothing like this has ever happened to us. Maybe it's happened to you. We'll talk about it coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
And it's Mercedes in the morning. Have you ever had something taken from you that was like, why did you take that? It just didn't make sense. It wasn't like there was any value to it. The oddest thing happened this weekend. We went on a trip to Anaheim. We did Disneyland. We had so much fun. It was so great. The hotel we stayed at, though, something weird happened. So it was, we got there on Thursday night, and it was on Friday that my husband noticed when we got back from the park that day. It was a long day. We finally got back to the hotel, and he's like, where are my dirty clothes? And I was like, what do you mean? So my husband does this thing when he has his dirty clothes, instead of putting them like in a bag, he folds them nicely because he likes to fold his dirty clothes. And then he puts them on the counter, like by his backpack, just kind of out of the way. And then when it's time to leave, he packs up his dirty clothes in a bag. They lie flat. It actually makes more sense than me stuffing all my stuff in a bag. And it's just a big lumpy mess. So he goes, do you know where my dirty clothes are? And I looked on the counter and I see his backpack there, but I don't see him. I'm like, they were there. And he's like, huh? So he starts looking like on the chair. They're not there. He looks in the little closet. Not there. Looks over by our suitcases. Looks in our suitcases. Looks in his suitcases. They're like gone. Not under the bed. And he's like, what the? So he calls housekeeping and is like, did someone take my dirty clothes? There was no note on them that they needed to be laundered, nothing like that. Anybody know what you're talking about? And they're like, no, fill out a lost and found report. He goes, no, I didn't lose them. They were taken. Long story short, he contacts the manager. They investigate. They determine that the housekeeper thought they were to be thrown away.
How, if they're folded in a nice pile?
Exactly!
Would anyone think it's trash? I can think maybe they thought he wanted to be dry cleaned. Is the only thing I'm thinking. Maybe they took it as a dry cleaning service, but still you have to have that tag on there or put them in that dry cleaning bag that they have in the closet. Why would they think it's trash? They're covering up for someone.
They were like behind the backpack. Like you had to move the backpack. My theory is that they like went to clean the counter. They moved the backpack. The clothes fell on the floor. They got in with the sheets and stuff. But the manager said that totally took responsibility. Like, we're so sorry. What can we do to make this right? And he's like, I just want my clothes
back.
He's like, I don't want anything from you guys. I just want my clothes back. And he's like, we're looking, and they looked and they looked and they never found them. And then they said that they spoke to the person that serviced the room. And she thought that they were trash because, you know, folded clothes on a counter that looks like trash.
So he lost his clothes.
He lost his clothes. Two pairs of dirty underwear, two pairs of dirty socks, and a dirty T-shirt.
But folded neatly. That's the thing right there.
Have you ever had something taken from you that you just could not figure out why anyone would want it? Like, it's beyond you. You're like, why would someone steal that? 702-364-9400. We have Chelsea on hold. You're not going to believe what was stolen from her car, of all places. This is ridiculous. We're going to take your calls and your text right now. 702-364-9400. It's Mix 94.1. Chelsea, good morning. How you doing?
Morning. Doing good.
We're talking about what you've had stolen from you before. Things that you're like, why would someone want to take that? What happened to you?
I had Top Ramen stolen out of my car. I was absolutely shocked when it happened.
What was the situation? Did you go to the store? You had it in there? Or what happened?
So what happened to me was, it was the first time I had gone out with all three of my kids. I had just had my daughter and it was by myself, and I totally forgot to lock my car, left my purse in my car too. And apparently we had some packets of Top Ramen for some reason in there. And when I came out, my car was ransacked through and all they took was the Top Ramen. They didn't even take my purse.
Your purse with the money and
your purse with money, credit cards.
Yep. They left that. You know what? At that point, I'm like, please take the Top Ramen.
Yeah, that's a victory
really
right there.
Really hungry. Yeah, I wouldn't get mad about that. I'd be mad that I had to clean up the mess they left. But that's crazy. Has anyone else had that happen to you before, where you found that you had something taken that was really of no value? And on the other side of it, Kim is on hold. I cannot wait to talk to Kim because Kim is a housekeeper. And, you know, in our situation, they said that the housekeeper threw away my husband's dirty clothes, thinking it was to go away. I don't know.
It was trash.
They thought it was trash. But this does happen. One of her coworkers accidentally threw something away. Wait until you hear what that was. All of that and your calls at 702-364-9400. Bring it right back. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, and this is Corinne. How you doing this morning, Corinne?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. We're talking about having things stolen from you, things that went missing that really were of no value. What happened to you?
Yeah, speaking of Disneyland, our daughter's giant bag of goldfish that she had got stolen out of our stroller just when we were at, I think it was It's a Small World. We came back out to the stroller parking and it was gone. And we were like, why would somebody take that? I mean, had toddler fingers all over it in the bag, everything. We're like, whatever, enjoy that snack.
Okay, for a split second, I wasn't thinking. And I thought like you had an actual goldfish like that you win at like a county fair or something. I'm like, oh my gosh. But now I get you were talking about the crackers. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Maybe it was another toddler that stole them. A little baby walking by like, oh, this looks good.
Yeah, what happened. Mm-hmm. Or some desperate parent was like, my kid won't stop crying. Hey, there's some goldfish right there. Corinne, I'm sorry that happened to you. That sucks. Oh my gosh. Let's talk to Kim. Now, Kim, you are a housekeeper, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so we found out that our housekeeper thought my husband's dirty clothes was trash, so they threw it away. Have you or anyone you know actually done that before?
And so first off, I have one question because that's appalling to a housekeeper.
Oh, I'm sure it was an accident. Honestly, I feel like it fell on the ground. There's no hard feelings. You know, they made it right. But thank you for saying that. That's nice.
My coworker actually accidentally threw away the line.
Your coworker threw away someone's Invisalign?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Where was it? Was it just, like, sitting on the counter?
It was inside of one of our bathrooms, but the housekeeper water and then the cup.
You know what? I don't blame them. I mean, they're clear. How are you going to see that? You know, I don't think it's their fault.
It's not their fault, but those are not cheap. Those are so expensive to replace. What happened, Kim, to the hotel reimburser?
The guest did a night call on top of food credit.
A food credit?
Hey, your teeth are crooked, but have some food.
Thanks, Kim. All right, coming up here next, we've got the Mega Minute, and when you conquer it, this is big. You're getting tickets to Disney, Descendants, Zombies, Worlds Collide. The big tour coming here next summer. It's happening next. It's Mix 94.1.
Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Amy, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning.
Oh, who else is there with you?
Haley,
how's it going?
It's going good. How are you?
We are great. We've got these Disney Descendants and Zombies World Collide Tour tickets for you right now with the Mega Minute. So, Amy, Haley, here's the deal. If either of you know any of the answers to these questions, just shout them out. Because if I hear the correct answer, we're moving on to the next question, okay?
Okay.
All right, you two, you have 60 seconds to answer these 10 questions correctly. Now, if you get one wrong or want to pass on one, that's fine. We'll come back to those questions at the end. And Amy and Haley, the Mega Minute, you start now.
A car with a removable top is called a what?
A convertible.
Yes. How many days are in the month of November?
30.
Yes. Finish this makeup brand slogan. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's
Maybelline.
Yes.
Maybe she's Maybelline.
Which Disney movie set in ancient Polynesia is releasing its sequel Thanksgiving weekend?
Descendants?
No. What do animals do to conserve energy when food is scarce in the winter?
They store their nuts. They hibernate.
Yes, hibernate. What does Sonic the Hedgehog collect in order to stay alive?
Coins? I don't know.
No. Which holiday takes place on February 2nd?
Groundhog Day.
Yes. What is the name of Mickey's pet dog?
Goofy.
No. What household danger triples on Thanksgiving?
Plumbing issues?
No. What? I would have said plumbing too, yeah. Just for the record. I totally thought it was plumbing, but we all learned something new on the Mega Minute. Oh, man, we got kind of hung up on a couple. The Disney movie set in ancient Polynesia that's releasing its sequel Thanksgiving weekend. That's Moana. We skipped that one. Sonic the Hedgehog collects rings, gold rings, coins. That's Mario, I think. But yeah.
I forgot about it. That stumped me on that one.
Yeah. And then the name of Mickey's pet dog is Pluto, his pet. And then the household danger that triples on Thanksgiving, who knew? It's house fires. House fires. Wow, that's kind of scary because I thought for sure plumbing. Maybe plumbing's quadruples because, you know, there's some major issues on that. So, Amy and Haley, thank you so much for trying the Mega Minute. Unfortunately, we did not get a winner. So, you guys can call, hang up and call right back because caller 20, you get these tickets, two of them, to Disney Descendants and Zombies Worlds Collide Tour at the T-Mobile Arena in July. Caller 20, you get them right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
All right, we talked about this story, and I'm glad they finally got at least one of the guys. The man has been arrested in New York for intentionally crashing into a woman as part of an insurance scam. Remember that video? A woman was driving on the highway when this gray car cuts in front of her, slams on the brakes, and she was able to brake in time to avoid a crash, but then the car reversed into her and pulled forward again. The people in the gray car got out. They acted like they'd been banged up, and they took footage of the damage on their phones. Well, it's a part of a scheme that's been happening a lot more frequently. It's called the swoop and squat scam, and the general idea is that people stage crashes like this. They get insurance to pay out or threaten lawsuits, and then they all split the proceeds. But in this case, that victim had a dash cam on her car. It showed the whole thing, the car cutting in front of her, backing into her, all the theatrics of the people when they got out. And there was even another car that was involved where one of the people got into that car after the accident. So the guy, he was arrested and was charged with staging a motor vehicle accident, criminal mischief, reckless endangerment, conspiracy, insurance fraud. He's looking up to 7 years in prison.
Oh, good. Yeah. Wasn't he involved in some other accidents, too? The whole racket the guy had going on.
Yeah, that's the one that they got him at with that video footage. I ended up getting a dash cam after I saw that video. It's in my car, and my husband's had to drive my car for the past few weeks. But so he's got it on there. But it's cool. Like, you can go back and see any footage afterwards. And I ended up getting one because I was like, yeah, no, that is scary.
Is it rolling all the time? As soon as you turn on the car,
yeah,
it starts rolling?
As soon as you turn on the car, it's going.
And does it pick up when, if someone, your car is not running, but someone walks by, does it sense someone is near your car and start rolling then as well?
I don't think so. No, it's not a Tesla. I don't drive a Tesla.
I know to drive a Tesla, but I thought maybe the camera, because there are cameras out there that do like yours that are rolled and all this, but also too picks up motion. So if you have your cars in the parking lot and someone's approaching your car, maybe to break in or something, it's going to pick up and start rolling on that person.
Yeah, but
that's
cool
that you got one.
Also this morning, so Jessica Simpson, she has been creating quite the buzz online about a possible split from her former NFL quarterback husband, Eric Johnson, especially her latest post. So she posted a sexy picture with the caption, "Interviews in my Nashville music room where I unearth my singular magic. This comeback is personal. It's an apology to myself for putting up with everything I did not deserve." Now, the cryptic message could be about her last go round in music, since it was kind of bumpy. But a lot of people are speculating that she is no longer married to her husband.
Beautiful pictures as well. I'm going to go with it's based on her bumpy last album and the heat she got for her last album, all the heat she's gotten through her career. I'm going to say she's still married.
We will put you down as a still married.
I'm still married. How do you read into her post?
I don't know. I think sometimes we just read too much into posts. And in this one, I think the pictures are really cute. They're kind of artsy. I just feel like she's just kind of showing off with some of her pictures. I don't know if she's trying to send us a cryptic message, but if you read some of the comments, people are saying, like, is this Jay Simp saying she's single? This was a while ago. We love you. Stay strong. So I don't know. I think it's complicated, you know?
I'm looking through her post. If you go back, she has a picture of her family. If you go back a while back, but nothing of pictures of her and her husband. And maybe she never posted pictures of her husband, but there's a photo of her and her family a few weeks back, but nothing her and her husband. Yeah. We keep reading into it even more here.
Exactly. We'll overanalyze this until it kills us. All right. Finally, this morning, this is kind of crazy. If you're opening up the walls of your house, it could be kind of shocking to find something, maybe like an animal or some trash. It could be even creepier, though, to find a stuffed animal. Or how about over 100 stuffed animals?
What?
Yeah, so Connor and Brianne, they're a couple up in British Columbia. They were taking down some drywall in their house recently, and they made this really odd discovery. So I guess at one point, the insulation stopped, and there was a random stuffed animal. So then they pulled out more drywall, and then more, and the stuffed animal insulation kept continuing. In the end, they pulled 110 plush animals out of the walls, put them on a table, and they put a video up on TikTok. It went viral. People were saying that, you know, they must have been using this as insulation. They ran out and they just ended up sticking a bunch of stuffed animals in there. What's funny is one of the commenters on the TikTok video saw this stuffed duck that was very similar to one she had when she was a kid, and she had never been able to find it. So she makes this comment, and Connor and Brianne, they sent it to her. Other people started commenting about stuffed animals that they wanted, so they just started giving them away to people all across the world. Most of them were in great conditions. Canada, the UK, even here in Las Vegas, someone asked for one of the stuffed animals. Yeah, the couple doesn't know who had the home before, so it's kind of unclear what the purpose of the stuffed animals are. They are saying that, you know, it's possible that someone just had a bunch of stuffed animals they didn't need and decided to use them as insulation to recycle them. Kind of weird, but hey, I appreciate the greenness of that or whatever. But yeah, so their trash was a lot of people's treasure across the world.
You never know what's hiding behind your walls. You don't know if you have stuffed animals, because didn't you literally have trash behind your walls when you had a remodel done?
Yeah, we did our remodel, and under the stairs there was like candy bar wrappers. There was an empty jug of like water that must have just evaporated, or maybe they just left it under there. But yeah, we found trash under there. We're like, wow, that's amazing.
We got a lot coming up here in the 8 o'clock hour. There's tickets for you to go see Tears for Fears. Happens right around 8:25.
And a question for you guys: would you be embarrassed if you were proposed to, as opposed to you proposing to someone else? A woman's proposal is really dividing the internet. We're going to talk about that and more coming up next in Mix. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Guys, we've seen like the traditional way that you propose to a lady, get down on one knee and ask for their hand in marriage, and it's very beautiful. How would you feel if a woman proposed to you the same way? 702-364-9400. So there's this video that's really dividing the internet. It's an Australian woman, and she is proposing to her partner. And it's down by the Sydney Harbor. It's very beautiful. She is wearing, you know, a beautiful red dress. She's got the whole thing set up. There's flowers everywhere. And she gets down on one knee and proposes to him. And he accepts the proposal, kisses her on the forehead. And then the caption says, "He said yes." Well, people in the comments are losing their minds. They're losing their minds. They're upset. Some people wrote, "Girl, get up and stop embarrassing all of us." This one says, "I'd rather wrestle a shark in Sydney Harbor than get on one knee for a man." This one says that if a man is interested in you and loves you, he'll propose to you. And someone else called the whole thing cringe. What do you think? A woman proposing to a guy, does it bother you? Do you think it's cringe? I'm surprised at all the backlash this poor woman is getting after posting this video.
Yeah, I'm surprised she got backlash too, but I'm trying to think if I was in that situation, how I would feel. And I, just speaking honestly, I would be upset. And depending on the level of proposal, a little bit of embarrassment, but more on the upset side, because that's something that I have been looking forward to doing. I'm thinking about it all the time, but growing up as a kid, in the back of my mind is at finding the woman that I love, finding my soulmate, and going through that proposal process and getting down on one knee and the tradition of it. And I'm all for shattering gender roles, and that's fine. But something about the proposal is something I want to do. Laura and I, before I proposed to her, we had conversations about, we knew that we were going to get married. The conversations were had. It was just, when was the right time for me to do it? So if Laura were to beat me to the punch, I would be upset. And then if it was an over-the-top kind of proposal, I would just be embarrassed because I don't want that kind of attention on me in public.
But so you're for the gender roles, like trashing those, but not that one.
Not that one. That's the one I want to keep for me. I want to keep for me. I want
you
to be
want
the one.
It. You don't want to let her enjoy that.
No,
you want to be the one to enjoy it, not her.
That's my moment. That's my moment to pick out the ring for her, get down on one knee, and give it to her, and she's enjoying the moment. We're solidifying our love together. That's just me. I love the tradition of it for me to do the proposing.
Sammy, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning, guys, and how are you?
Good. How about you?
I am doing great. JC, I'm thinking you got to get over a couple little things. I mean, all those beautiful women out there, let's get real for a minute. You ladies won the war, so there's absolutely no reason why you can't propose and buy rings and front the cost for a wedding and sport the big, lavish, you know, engagement, proposal. There's no reason why you can't do that. If you love your man And you want this to be forever, then put your money where your mouth is and make that happen.
I'm not opposed to any of that, honestly. Like, and I did help pay for my wedding. I didn't pay for all of it. I didn't have the money to pay for all of it, but I did contribute to it. And I didn't do the proposal, but I just, I like the way that my husband proposed. I thought it was very nice. It was in, I was about to get in the shower and it was, I had no pants on. So it was just a memorable proposal. I'll leave it at that. But if I wanted to propose, I'd like to have that option to do it without worrying that, oh, this is his thing. Oh, only he can do that. To me, that's like, why? You know, it, I mean, it's not saying that I don't want him to propose. I'm totally fine with that. But for someone to tell me, no, you can't do that because that's my thing to enjoy, not your thing to enjoy. I'd be like, okay.
Well, there are no rules. There's no written rule. There's no rule book we got to follow
right.
That says the guy or girl's got to do it. That's just for my. I just want to be the one doing it. Do you think Matt would be upset if you had beat him to the punch?
I think he would have laughed about it. I think he would have laughed.
He was the one in the underwear.
I think he would have thought it was funny. And I pretty much could guarantee that he would have said yes. And then at some point he would have said, well, now it's my turn and done something afterwards too.
Oh, you can't say no to it. Yeah. You have to say yes to it. Yeah.
I think that he would have embraced it. I don't know. I'll have to ask him and what he thinks. What do you guys think? The phones are going crazy. Let us know. 702-364-9400.
It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. In less than 5 minutes, we have your tickets to go see Tears for Fears when you win Heads Up.
And good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, we're talking about proposals. A woman from Australia proposed to her boyfriend, and people on the internet are saying it's really cringe. What do you think?
I think that is also cringe. I think if it's low-key, like, you know, you're sitting down talking about it and she brings it up, that counts as a proposal, and that would be okay. But when you're doing a fanfare, you're setting a precedent that who's in the back seat and who's in the front seat, you know, and it would just be emasculating. It would be rough.
So you want her in the back seat?
Well, no, I want her in the side seat, but when it comes to proposal, that's kind of one of those roles that's not just traditional, but also I'm here to lead my family. And how can I lead my family if I'm in the backseat?
Well, what if she's like the breadwinner of the family?
I still think that's a little bit rough.
I just feel like it's 2024, you guys. Like, what? I get it. Like, I'm all for nice traditions. But the way you make it sound, you make it sound like, you know, she has to obey you. And it's not an equal thing. If she wants to propose, let her propose. You can still propose.
Yeah, just keep it low-key.
Oh, my God.
Ken, is it just a thing you're not a fan of big proposals, or you're not a fan of the woman proposing to you?
Well, if it's low-key, it would be okay. But if it's like a fanfare, like if I'm showing up on a kiss cam or being put on the internet, it'd be like, okay, come on.
Oh, my gosh, you guys. I just feel like you got to stop worrying about what other people think.
I don't think people do, but is it for like Ken, is it more the tradition of it? That's something that he's been thinking of doing his entire life, looking forward to that moment, and that tradition was taken away from him.
Well, how is it taken away? He can still do it.
She's beating him to the punch. The whole surprise and the pop of the proposal, it's already out there. It's already done.
But it's not a race, and he can still do his own version of it. Like, I said yes to you, now would you say yes to me, or something like that. Emma is one of our junior listeners. Good morning. What do you think?
I think that we shouldn't make a comment because it's their love life.
It's their love, what they want to do, and that it doesn't matter what we think.
Yeah, it's their decision.
Emma, I believe the children are our future.
That applies
teach
to so many
well
things, Emma.
And let them lead the way. Emma, thank you so much. Let's talk to Zoriah. Zoriah, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. I definitely agree with the man proposing to the woman, and it doesn't have anything to do with society. I think that she basically robbed him of something that men don't really get to do, a lot of special occasion things for women. So this is very, like, sacred. It was almost like she put him on the spot and forced it on him. Maybe she was scared that he wasn't going to do it in time. I think she should have waited.
Well, he seemed very happy with it. Are you saying he was not happy with it?
No, no, not at all. I'm saying that, I mean, what are you supposed to do? Say no, honey. I would rather do it. Of course, he doesn't want her to feel bad because he loves her.
I just think that if you love someone, it doesn't mean you can't have two proposals. You know, one does one, the other does the other. I mean, I don't know. I feel like in this case, everybody is like really making her out to be stealing something, and she didn't steal anything. She just proposed to him.
I didn't see the video. What was his reaction? He was generally just excited, enjoying the moment.
And he kissed her on the forehead. It was really cute. Sherry, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. I think it's okay if the guy is not a romantic guy. My daughter's boyfriend was not that type of guy and wouldn't have done anything special. So she planned the whole thing, bought the ring that she wanted, and had him do it in a helicopter flight over Vegas.
Oh my gosh, she did go all out. Wow. And what did he think?
He was okay because he didn't have to do anything.
He's like, thank you. We were
good. It's time for Heads Up.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
With Mercedes in the morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Kimberly, you're caller 20.
Yay. Hey, good morning.
Morning. You ready to play some Heads Up for Tears for Fears tickets?
Yes, I hope.
Let's do this. Pick a category. Do you want to go with Hollywood, Jar of Pickles, Area Code, or Buckle Up?
I think Area Code.
Area Code it is. Area Code Day was on Sunday. So these are all just different U.S. cities, okay?
Okay.
Okay, who would you like to pick as your partner?
I'll go with Mercedes.
All right.
All right, Kimberly, 60 seconds on the clock to get six correct, and you guys start now.
This is the biggest city in Arizona.
Scottsdale?
It's part of... Scottsdale is part of this city.
Phoenix.
Yes. This is in Massachusetts where the Red Sox play.
Boston.
Yes. This is in Florida where the Dolphins play.
Miami.
Yes. This is in North Carolina where the Hornets play.
Raleigh?
No. It's also a girl's name.
Pass.
Okay. This is in Texas where the Texans play.
San Antonio?
No. It's
Dallas?
On the east side of the state. Blank, we have a problem.
10 seconds.
Houston.
Yes. This is in California, south of Los Angeles.
Orange County.
South of Orange County.
San Diego.
Yes. This is... Oh, man. We were so close. We just needed one more. The one in North Carolina got us. It was Charlotte.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, hang on the line, Kimberly. Hold on 1 second. I am so bummed. I felt like we were right on the verge, but that means caller 20 right now. You get these tickets, two of them, to see Tears for Fears, Songs for a Nervous Planet on February 5th at the Fountain Blue, Las Vegas. Caller 20, those tickets are yours. 702-364-9400.
Hot, hot, hot.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
All right, so let's talk about this potential social media ban for kids under 16. Would you support this if it happened here? Australia might ban social media for all kids under 16. Their parliament plans to vote on the bill later this month. And it was announced yesterday, or last week, actually, by the prime minister. He said social media is harming our kids. It's time to do something about it. He called it world-leading legislation. And it would apply to all the big sites, TikTok, Instagram, Snap, X, maybe even YouTube. Kids and parents wouldn't get in trouble, but the sites themselves would. They'd have to take reasonable steps to prevent access, and it would go into effect 12 months after the law passes, so late next year, and parents would not be able to opt out. It would be a full ban. Like, it doesn't matter if the parents are okay with it. Some people think it's a great idea. Others say they're not sure. Do you think it's too harsh, 16 years old?
I think it's a great idea. I have no kids, but I just put myself in that mindset and how social media would affect me as a kid. I think it'd be a negative impact on me. So I think it's a good thing to ban under 16. I'm sure there's a workaround if a kid wanted to get on it, create some fake
profile.
There's
no workaround.
You can't create,
there's no workaround.
I'm 22, not 16. There's no workaround.
They say that if they find a workaround, and then the site would get in trouble for it. And so they're
cracking
gonna,
down.
They're going to make it like IDs and stuff like that.
I'm for it. Where do you... Again, I don't have kids, but you've got two beautiful daughters. Where do you stand on it?
I agree that there are some issues that come with social media. I think that 16 is too old for a ban. I think in the process that you would be putting them at a big disadvantage. I mean, it's 2024. Like, this is a solution if it was maybe 2004. It's 2024. Social media is... it's a part of all of our lives, unfortunately. It doesn't mean you have to do it, but to ban it at a 16-year-old age, I think that that's a little old. 12? I don't have an issue with it.
12 and under. Okay, I see where you're going.
I think 12, 13 years old, that would be okay, but I think at 16, that's a little old, but that's just me. I mean... what do you guys think? The head of safety at Meta says they're going to respect the law if Australia goes through with it, but it just might make people feel better and not really do much about it. So I don't know. What do you guys think? I think that we should maybe institute some limits, time limits on it, but I don't think you need to like ban it altogether.
I like your mindset on this of going, if we go 12 and under or around that age, because that's, you know, I didn't think about that. That is a great point of, we all use social media. I use social media at work, and then for a 16-year-old to be stuck behind eight ball going into it, like now learning about how to use Instagram for the first time at the age of 16 when there's other people advanced, I get where you're coming from that. So I could say a 12 and under ban.
Someone called it a 20th century response to a 21st century problem. And I agree with that.
Yeah.
So who watched Yellowstone last night?
I did watch it.
It's back. Second half of season 5 of Yellowstone premiered Sunday night. And we found out the fate of Kevin Costner's character, John Dutton. No spoilers. I am not going to say a word. If you haven't watched it, then you've got a great show in front of you. But what's interesting is that Kevin Costner himself said he didn't even see the episode. He did an interview and he said, I didn't know it was actually airing last night. So I found out about it this morning, actually. He didn't know how his character was not going to be on the show anymore. He said that, you know, it'll be interesting to see how things play out for the rest of the season. But what did everybody think? Did you guys love it? I thought the episode was fantastic. I didn't love the way that they had his character exit the show, but you know, it's the first episode of the season, mm-hmm. So we're gonna wait and see what happens.
I'm happy that the show is back. Yeah, and I was thinking about how they're gonna handle things. It's a tough situation to handle when you have to get rid of your main star and you can't use your main star. It's not like he was there for the episode to write him off. They had to work around that thing, and I thought I really enjoyed the episode. I'm happy that I like that show a lot.
It's a great show. So yeah, curious as to what everyone thought of it. I love the theme song of it, though. Like, the music from Yellowstone is just like, oh man, it's Of all the theme songs out there, this has got to be in the top five for me. Like, whenever I hear this music, I'm like, whoa. I don't fast forward through the credits at the beginning because I want to hear the theme song.
Does anyone else's dog get mesmerized by this theme song? Because ever since the first season, the first time the theme song came on, Jax, our Australian cattle dog, just stares at it. And last night, sure enough, the theme song starts and he just looks up. And I think it's some of the visual too, but he is locked in on this theme song every time it plays.
It's a good one for sure. All right, finally this morning, a man has been fired from his job after calling out sick to party at the Dodgers championship celebration. So the guy was given a letter of termination that stated that he had been seen at the Dodgers World Series parade. So he is accusing his boss. He's saying that he got fired because his boss is a Yankees fan. And that is at the root of the job action. Mm. He posted this termination letter on Reddit and the message has gone viral. Turns out, that at the, a regular at the business was the one who actually tattled on the Dodger fan, but he got busted in a lie. Like, why couldn't you just say, hey, I'm going to take the day off today. I'm going to use a day off, one of my vacation days, sick day, even though I'm not sick, and go to this. Instead, he lied about it, and that's where all the trouble began.
Just be honest. If you're a diehard Dodgers fan, just tell your boss, I got these tickets, World Series, I don't want to miss it, or the World Series parade he was at. Yeah, I'm going to go to the parade and just enjoy everything. I remember once we had a coworker that called in sick, and our boss saw him at the gym that morning. Like, wait a second.
Yeah.
Aren't you out sick today?
I saw one of our coworkers who called in sick at the mall that day. I was like, I thought you were sick today. Oh, I just had to come get a couple of things. Carrying three Zara bags. Yeah, okay.
Clearing their throat.
Yeah.
Stay away, I'm contagious. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning.
I really dislike the word cheap, because I feel like there's a negative connotation that goes with it. I think that being cheap can be a good thing. And Steph, yes, what you did was cheap, but I think it is brilliant. Is there anything you do that makes you look cheap? That makes you look like, what is this person doing? Tell everyone what you did.
So we went out, me and my friend, we went out to lunch on Friday and we were going to a place that serves sandwiches. And I love to look at the menu before I go somewhere. And I'm like, ooh, I'm going to get this turkey pesto sandwich. And in the back of my mind, I knew we went grocery shopping the day before. And at Costco, my favorite chips are the Himalayan salt chips. So I was like, I really want that with my turkey pesto sandwich when I go out to lunch with my friend. So I'm going to bring some with me. So I packed a little sandwich bag with my Himalayan salt chips. And while I'm out to lunch with my friend, I whip out after we place our sandwiches on the table. I get in my bag and I whip out my sandwich bag full of chips. And she goes, oh my God, did you just bring in your own chips? I'm like, yeah, you want some? She goes, heck yeah. So I poured her half of the bag and we were just munching on chips. And I was like, this is actually pretty smart.
I love that idea. What a way to save money. You're not getting chips that you don't even really want, you know, whatever the store is serving. Like, it's okay. You have like Doritos and Lay's and they're great and stuff, but you got the real good stuff and you brought it with you. Do you do anything that some people look at as cheap? I think that is absolutely brilliant, and I might just start doing that myself now that you gave me the idea to do it.
So I actually had my friend Melissa on the line, and I said, Melissa, did I look cheap? And I'm like, don't tell me now. I'm going to put you on hold to see what you think. But I have her on hold to see if she thought I was cheap or not.
Okay, well, let's go. I guess let's go to Melissa. Hey, Melissa, good morning. What do you think?
Hi. Honestly, at first I was kind of weirded out, but then I am all about it. If you already have a bag of chips at home, why are you going to spend $5 on a smaller bag that isn't as good?
So. Yeah, exactly. Like, now you get exactly what you want. Do you ever do anything like that?
Oh, for sure. I grew up, my family's pretty frugal. And so, you know, speaking of Disneyland, when we would go to Disneyland, they would pack up a picnic lunch. And halfway through the day, we'd go out in the parking lot and eat that so they didn't have to spend
tons of money on food. So I never got to experience the magic of Disney food until I was an adult.
Oh, but you missed the churros. The churros is the best part. I will take my bottled water to places with me. So, you know, instead of ordering a bottle of water, or if you, you know, don't like the taste of tap or whatever, I got my bottle of water. And the one thing I always do is I will bring a dessert with me if we go out to dinner. Because, like, while everyone's ordering, like, ice cream and this and that, I don't want that, but I still want something sweet. So I'll bring, like, my Trader Joe's peanut butter cups or something, a little baggie of those. That way I can also have something sweet afterwards, too.
Okay, am I being cheap on this? Am I working the system on this? And it's coming up here in a couple weeks. My wife goes to a horse show every December, and she rents an RV. They bring out an RV, and you save a lot of money. It's really cheap to rent these RVs. And she does that, but the first year she did it, sleeping on this mattress, it's an awful, awful mattress. And she said, the following year, can we get a mattress topper to put on top? I'm like, absolutely. So I ordered through Amazon a Casper mattress topper. Got it, brought it out. She set it up. One wonderful week's worth of sleep. She comes back. I got nowhere to put it. What am I going to do with this thing? So I returned it. Next year, she wants the mattress topper. She's like, where'd you put it? I'm like, I returned it. So I ordered another one. She used it for a week, and then I returned it. Am I saving a penny? Am I being cheap? Am I working the system? What do you think of that situation?
I don't think that's being cheap. I think that you're actually doing something that is not right.
Laura's mortified by it.
I mean, there's a difference in bringing a bag of chips to a sub shop and buying something, using it, and then returning it just, you know, at a loss for the company, you know?
I'm sending it back. Casper has a 100-day policy. If you don't like it, you can return it as well.
But you
There's no issues with Amazon.
Using it for free.
I have nowhere to put it. There's no storage space. Because Laura's going in next month to this horse show, and she says, hey, where'd you put the mattress from last year? And I said, again, I returned it. She's like, are we just going to buy another one and return it? I go, yes. She's like, they're going to catch on to you. You can't be doing that.
Why don't you just keep it?
There's no room.
There's no room in your house. Like, there's absolutely no room.
It's under, big.
Under a bed, in a closet. I mean, it obviously comes wrapped up at some point. There's got to be a way to store it.
You can't put it under a mattress. That's bad. You have to keep the under your bed. It has to be remain clean. That's bad feng shui. Yeah, that you can't have stuff underneath your bed.
Oh, you're worried about bad feng shui, but not bad karma. Got it.
We put it that way.
Okay. I just want to make sure we're clear. All right.
There's a difference between the two. It's Mix 94.1. It is Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning, and we're looking for our November Teacher of the Month.
It's hard to believe we are just flying through this school year, and yes, we want to recognize all these amazing teachers that are here in Clark County. We've met so many of you, and we're just really grateful for what you do. So if you are ready to recognize one of those teachers, you got to let us know. You got to tell us about them, and you can do that through our website, mix941.fm. Click on Contest, and click on Teacher of the Month. We're going to randomly select one amazing teacher here in the Valley for all the amazing things that they do for their students.
And then the winning teacher gets a few cool things here. They get a $150 Visa gift card, courtesy of Finley Chevrolet. Also, a $150 Visa gift card, courtesy of Silver State Schools Credit Union. And you also get this personalized Mercedes in the Morning plaque from H&J Trophies.
So get those nominations in now. Again, go to mix941.fm, click on the contest tab, and you can tell us why your teacher needs to be nominated. And thank you to Finley Chevrolet and Silver State Schools Credit Union for making Teacher of the Month possible. All right, that is it for us on a Tuesday. Thank you guys so much for being here. We will be back tomorrow with more of those tickets. I know you guys have been calling for them. We've got more tickets for you to check out that really cool Descendants Zombies thing that's happening at T-Mobile Arena. If you have young kids, you know exactly what I'm talking about. We will be giving those away tomorrow with a Mega Minute. It's Descendants and Zombies Worlds Collide. That is happening right around 7:30, and then more tickets to check out Tears for Fears. They're going to be at Fountain Blue in February, and we've got your tickets coming up in the 8 o'clock hour tomorrow morning with Heads Up, so don't go anywhere. Also, stick around. J-Love is on the way next, going to get you through your work day, but right now it's time for the line of the day.
Mercedes does something that gives me airport anxiety.
I play Get to the Airport Chicken. I try to get there as close to the time that the gates open for boarding as possible. I don't like to get there early. I literally like to walk up to the gate and they say, now boarding flight 207.
No, it gives me anxiety hearing that. Oh, no. I'm the exact opposite.
That's the greatest. I don't even have to find a chair to sit in because I just go get in line. I play get to the airport chicken. It is fabulous.
Have you ever been burned?
No, never. I mean, well, what's your definition of burned? I've gotten there too early before. That burns me. I'm a half hour early. Are you kidding? I have to sit here this whole time? Ugh.
Half hour's not enough time. Well, that'll do it for show number 2168 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Did you miss any part of Mercedes in the Morning? Catch up now by downloading today's show on the Odyssey app. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning on Mix 94.1.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.